Here's a teaser for the upcoming August Agent podcast featuring Lauren Spieler of Triada Literary. To hear the entire episode on August 1st, support the podcast through Patreon. Visit www.patreon.com/Mindy McGinnis to learn more or check out the link in the episode credits.
I work in middle grade, NYA, and in those categories, I really do everything. Contemporary, realistic, historical, funny books, adventure books, fantasy, sci-fi. For me, at the end of the day, with those categories in particular, voice is king or queen. I really just look for fresh, exciting, authentic projects. I think in middle grade, it's really important for it to sound like a kid and not like an adult writing a child's voice. I try to be very careful about when I read because I want to give every manuscript equal opportunity. If I'm reading something and I'm not sure about how I feel about it, positive or negative, then I'll put it aside and come back and pick it up again later and reread what I've already read. I really do want to make sure that my environment or like how hungry I am is not influencing the way I feel. If you are writing a fantasy with a character that's 17 and Agent A is looking for YA fantasy, but Agent B is looking for crossover fantasy, you want to make sure that you're writing two different query letters because this person wants YA, so you're going to call it YA. This person is open to books that are crossover, so that have, you know, maybe teen characters, but the book can appeal to a crossover audience, something like The Hazelwood. So you're going to call it crossover fantasy. It's not just to make us feel good about the fact that you're emailing us. It's also an opportunity to show that like you know what you're doing and you're paying attention. I really look for things that are high concept and that I can pitch. If I can pitch in an elevator pitch, then the marketing team can pitch it on the back of a book and it's going to stand out. With YA contemporary realistic stories, it can be really hard to make them stand out because a lot of them boil down to, if it's a romance, girl meets girl, falls in love. Or if it's a coming of age story, boy overcomes obstacle to learn lesson. So you have to find ways to make those books stand out. What's the hook?